coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Greetings, fellow jugheads. Norm Borg with you, and a special shout-out to our friends in Alberta. You're going to want to know that in this particular installment of Trot Radio, we are going to revisit, get ready, Balzac. Hang on, hang in with me, though. There are some new angles, some that give us cause for hope. We'll find all that out on this edition of Trot Radio. Darcy Baller is the president of the United Horsemen, or Horse People, I guess, of Alberta. There's been a lot going on, Darcy, that tends to give one cause for hope on a number of fronts, but like anything else, and I hate to say it, like a lot of what's gone on recently in Alberta, that hope gets quashed rather quickly. Let's start with the situation in Calgary. The president of the Calgary of Stampede Park, as I understand it, openly said that he misses not having harness racing there. What do you think?
Yep. Yes, I've heard those comments too. I agree. One of the main feedback we get is we're trying to raise funds for our facility is the general belief that horse tracks don't make money. And I try to tell people that due to the revenue sharing with the government of Alberta and past history with Stampede, that yes, in fact, you can. So.
Well, yeah, and you know what? Even if it's a loss leader. For example, at Rideau Carlton Raceway, I can speak from my own experience. Yeah, you know, the horse racing part of it isn't exactly making tons of money hands over fist, but I'll tell you something. People are not going to come to the dining room to watch an open field next right. to them. They want entertainment, and that's what we provide. So that, in and of itself, I think is an encouraging sign. Has there been any overture from Stampede Park to talk to you and possibly talk about, who knows, bringing them back in the interim?
No, actually, we haven't been approached. We've got some issues with AGLC, the Alberta Government or Alberta Gaming and Liquor Commission.
Right.
The application that we have is specific to the Balzac site.
Mm-hmm.
So the slot machines that we're applying for are only good for that specific piece of dirt. Can't be transferred to the Stampede.
Mm.
So the reality is it's tough for any other group to come forward and come up with a site for racing without the slot.
Okay, well, let's talk about Balzac then, because that ties into everything. In your most recent letter, you talked about talks that are being held with a gaming company, and what is it that's going on with that?
Well, we've been in deep discussions with a group out of Las Vegas, a gaming company, for several months now. To come, they would basically come in and raise the funds and then build the track, manage the casino and the track afterwards. Those discussions continue. They're very complicated. They're kind of multi-layered, so it's taking longer than I would have hoped and the industry itself hopes, but we are still in discussions and moving forward.
Who builds the track and the grandstand?
That would be a joint kind of project between the two of us.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, let's assume and we hope not, but, you know, Balzac's been an exercise in frustration for you folks. Let's assume it just doesn't happen. And the white flag goes up. Would you be able to convince the government to grant you licensing for slots back at Stampede Park and you guys could go back there?
The official word is no. There's a moratorium on all new casinos or gaming in the province of Alberta.
Mm-hmm.
That moratorium doesn't look like it's going to be lifted anytime soon. AGLC has specifically said that our license isn't transferable at all.
Yeah.
If Balzac doesn't work, that license is lost. Any new group like Stampede would go at the back of the list, and I guess there's about 25 or 30 other groups that are waiting to have a casino built in Alberta, so the prospects of racing in Alberta doesn't look good if Balzac isn't able
mm-hmm.
to proceed.
Mm-hmm. So, in a nutshell, how soon do you think we'll be now? And you don't need to pinpoint it, because goodness knows that's been tough to do. When do you think the deal will be done with this gaming company to, and we'll see actual shovels in the ground?
I think we're in a position now, I would say by mid-June, either we'll be full speed ahead or we'll be DOA.
Okay.
It's one way or the other. We're kind of down to that position.
All right. Well, we'll certainly hope for the former and not the latter. And so we're looking at mid-June as the, you would say what, the drop dead date for Balzac. Now, what about, is that the one, mid-June?
I would say, yeah. We've got, there's some internal deadlines within AGLC that we've got to meet, and if we don't meet them by mid-June,
okay.
it's it wouldn't look good.
Now, add to the mix the track or the Agricultural Society in Olds wanting to build a track there. What have you heard?
Not too much other than what's in the news. Again, they're in the same situation where it's one thing to get a license to race from Horse Racing Alberta without the slot revenue. It would be a tough go. And there is, you know, they're within the same moratorium rules that the rest of the province is in.
Okay, so they wouldn't be able to get the slots, and, you know, it's hard to imagine how they make a go of it without them. Although, you know, in smaller communities, sure, they may have slots, but people do come specifically for the racing. I think of places like Hanover, Ontario, where they have very few slots, and the place is packed with racing fans. So who knows? I mean, you know, we love our game, and we can get very passionate about it, and we certainly do wish you the best. We hope that finally we'll hear some good news coming out of the situation in Balzac. Obviously, Southern Alberta needs a track, needs a new track, and Balzac would certainly fit the bill. Darcy Mahler, thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye now.